season, Cubs had to wait through a lengthy rain delay at the friendly confines, but when things got going, the Phils got swinging.
I mean, just 1-for-18 against lefties, and he crushes one. Deep left field, and this one is gone. Tommy Joseph with a bullet home run, a three-run shot into the bleachers in left. And it's a four spot in the first for the Phillies on Joseph's second homer of the season. It's 4-0. Here is Aaron Altherr. The pitch swung on and ripped into left center field. There's a base hit. And that's going to go all the way to the wall. Altherr around first. He's headed for second. Schwarber out there on the track, slogging through the mud on the warning track. He'll retrieve the baseball and hold Altherr to a double. It's a two-run double and a 6-0 Phillies lead. 1-2, the pitch swung on and blooped. Center field, a base hit. Altherr coming around third. He's being waved in. The relay from Baez not in time. And it's now 7-0 Philadelphia as Odubel Herrera comes through with an RBI single.
And, I mean, they're not exactly just bloops. I mean, they're squaring up some balls.
Two men on for the Cubs with one out. The 1-2 again. Line into left, coming on toward Altherr. He dives, and he caught it! He caught it! Headlong dive towards the infield. Aaron Altherr lays out and snares the sinking liner for out number two.
Boy, what a catch right there. Having his glove up, he didn't have it under, you know, with the palm facing up. He had it facing down and gets it in the webbing right at the top of the grass.
Here's Contreras.
The base is full.
Velasquez with a 2-2. Contreras a swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Vince Velasquez strikes out Contreras with the bases loaded. No runs, no hits. Three left by Chicago.
The Phillies pound the Cubs 10-2. The world champs are 4-6 at Wrigley Field this season. The Cubs have now allowed 32 first-inning runs this season. That is the worst figure in the major leagues. With a three-run homer in the first, Tommy Joseph set the tone for the Phillies as they went on for a lopsided 10-2 win over the world champion Cubs. Joseph shared his thoughts in the aftermath of the win.
Yeah, it felt great. Definitely a lot of emotion built up into that one. It felt good. It was good to get some run support for Vinny as well. For him to get that sort of lead early on against a tough team like the Cubs, it was good for the team.
Before the game, Matt Stairs talked a little bit about some adjustments that you were working on. How much of that played into that swing early on?
Oh, I think a lot of it played into it. I've been pretty aggressive, some big movements really over the last 48 hours, trying to shorten things up, smooth things out, make sure that front foot's landing just a little bit softer. I was able to put some good swings on some pitches tonight, which is good, and just continue to build on it tomorrow when I get to the cage.
10 runs scored by this team, 6 of them with 2 outs. You and I have talked about that before. Just how much does that mean to a team, especially early, when you're doing it early in a game?
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you do it during the course of a game, it means a lot. That's something that the other team knows as well. They know, hey, when we get 2 outs, this team still battles. This team still grinds out at bats. It doesn't mean that the inning's over. So I think it says a lot about the guys in this clubhouse and the way that they work.
Jeremy Hellickson takes the mound for the Phillies on Tuesday as he opposes John Lester.